Bradley Tausch
begins now. I don't know, maybe people aren't that passionate about this DK Metcalf nonsense. Because it is nonsense. The idea of giving up first and third round picks for him.
Yeah. That, sorry, Corby.
You're still going to pile on our guy, Corbin?
No, I'm not piling on. Listen, I think Corbin, I am never going to pile on. You know, I know a lot of people. I am not old media. I'm not new media. I'm an analyst.
I've heard
but
that.
The blogosphere and everything else, fans, I love it. More. Bring me more. Let me see info. I want all of it. And then I can decipher through, well, what's the motivation? And I think a lot of times, Jason, you don't break news. That's not your thing. You're a feels guy. You want to write the feeling in the good stories.
I don't want to be. I don't want to play the game. You're right. 100% true. Yep.
Well, and the game, you get played a lot in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Shefty and all these insiders, that there's a give and a take. I don't know Corbin's, I don't know his protocol. I don't know his, you know, who his associations are with and whatnot. But he's out there grinding. I respect the heck out of it. Everybody out there that's giving opinions and doing it, I love it. Bring it on. We'll decipher. I like to be able to decipher. And obviously certain people have higher credibility when it comes to if this is actually true. But people do get, I don't want to say used, but narratives want to be put out that, oh, I want to be traded. I want to. It comes back to I want to make more money. I want a new deal. And if Seattle doesn't want to do it, I want out. And DK Metcalf should. I want guys pushing for new deals. It's good. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. And I will be shocked if somebody gives a 1 and a 3 up. And I will bandy about and make sure to let Corby know that I apologize if that happens. That's all. Josh been all over me about apologizing.
Well, just to be clear, for Corbin's sake, he had that DK Metcalf was on the trading block. He had that the Seahawks wanted the 23rd overall pick for him. You know, do I think that, because there were some reports that said the Packers hadn't had any conversations, do I think that they most likely had conversations that they're not supposed to be having through some back channels, and that's where Corby got this stuff from? Probably, right? That's what goes on at the combine. There's all kinds of off the record. We're not really negotiating. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you know, DK might be available
little
when John
birdies.
Schneider's having a little St. Elmo's ice cream for dessert after having his shrimp cocktail singeing his nose hairs. That said, it appears that most of what Corby had to say had some validity to it. Now, whether or not it actually comes to fruition or not, he didn't say it was going to happen. He never reported that it was happening. So, just in fairness to the Korbmeister. Now, let's get to a call. Sure. 844-770-3776. We're getting tons of responses via Twitter, via the text portion of the talk and text line. Carbless lists more. Well, we only got one call. It's from Sam in Kenosha. So, Sam, thank you for your service dialing us up. Are you in or are you out on DK Metcalf?
I'm in. Definitely kind of more with Tausch. Definitely not for that price. But, I mean, maybe as high as a third. I think the Packers should definitely, though, like, trade Romeo Doubs, because I think there's no way you're signing him on his last year's contract. So, you know, like maybe a fourth in Doubs, something like that, or, you know, a late pick and something conditional for next year would be more ideal. And then I also don't think, you know, I don't think it really changes the message for the locker room, because with Watson hurt, you know, he's not probably going to sign a long-term deal after this year. You still have Reed and Wicks with 2 years left to prove it. You know, so you're not running into when you'd have to extend one of them. So if you got someone like DK, you could have him theoretically for, you know, 2 or 3 years before that guaranteed money would probably run out, and then come in line with possibly one of those guys or someone that's drafted this year. So, definitely not for the price, but definitely interested.
Sam, let me ask you this. Do you believe that Jaden Reed or Dontavion Wicks can be a true number one wide receiver in the NFL based on what you've seen through 2 years?
No, I would like to think they could, but right now, no. But that's why, you know, if you brought someone in this year, you still have those 2 years left on their rookie deals. So there's still time. And then kind of going with your saying that kind of instead of Devontae being, you know, the cover gap, DK could. And then even if you drafted someone this year, that would, you know, maybe give that person 2 years to then take the torch from him. And kind of restarting the cycle of passing the baton in the wide receiver room.
Yeah, great call, Sam. We appreciate you. So my argument is, DK Metcalf, if you're paying him 26, 27, 28, 30 million a year, he's got to be your number one for much longer than that. Mm-hmm. Longer than your contracts run with Jaden Reed and Dontavion Wicks. I believe, like, while I disagree with Homer on quite a few things, including yesterday on the nonsense that people that live at Green Bay should just be thankful that they have a football team here and should pay whatever the Packers charge for tickets. His philosophy.
Somebody that's never bought a ticket in his life either. That's the funny part about it.
His philosophy on young players, to judge young players when based on what they do well, not on the mistakes they make, I think is a really good philosophy, because there is a growth required. And I think we have seen glimpses that Dontavion Wicks and Jaden Reed could be special. They're not special enough yet, and there's no guarantee they will become that. I still think they can be. I think they have the chance to be better than the two guys that are left from the 2022 draft, especially in light of Christian Watson's ACL and not knowing what the future holds for him. So the reason I want Devontae is not because he's in my top five of favorite players I've covered, along with Aaron Rodgers, Dorsey Levens, Mark Tauscher, Charles Woodson. I think Devontae's probably in that top five with those four. Beyond that, I think it's because it's the perfect fit, and it still gives those two guys that I mentioned the chance to grow into number one receivers. And if you pay DK Metcalf, he's got to be the guy, and he's got to be the guy for more than 2 years. He just does.
Yeah, what I always love about doing this show is you get fan reactions. I love to get into the psychology of it, but also you end up kind of tangentially getting to the main point. This DK Metcalf, the Devontae, we've spent a lot of time discussing both. But really what the underlying question on this is, do we have somebody we have any type of confidence in to be a number one wideout that's currently on this team? That's the question. Because if you do feel that way, Devontae is the perfect bridge. You can still use the urgency part. A lot of these other guys that we're talking about, whether it's Metcalf and, you know, T. Higgins, some of these other guys, you are pretty much putting out there, this ain't it. Like, we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys in that locker room will also feel that's tough luck. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that because of it. But if you really feel, and last offseason we spent an inordinate amount of time. I thought it was fascinating then, and I think it's actually even more fascinating now with the season that group collectively put together. It did the opposite of what you hope for in young players. You want certainty. You want to know, well, this guy can't play. Well, this guy can't. And you see glimpses in a lot of guys, but you don't see enough to certainly say, I know this guy is going to be a one. Now, I do believe Jaden Reed has showed enough to know I want him on our team for a long time. I can't say that about anyone else in that group. Nobody. And maybe I'm wrong, right, but I want Jaden Reed, and I don't think as we sit here today on March 6th, I am not sitting here saying I want him as my one. I'm saying he'd be a nice two. He could be a nice two.
Fair.
Yep. But if I'm banking moving forward, he's going to be my dog. I think I may be disappointed, unless things change.
And you're not as big of a Wix believer as I am either.
No, I am not. No, I've always been Watson, and I have to come to grips that his injuries and what's happened, I still believe that if and when, but I can't sit here in good faith and say that I can have a ton of faith and trust in that because his injuries are what they are. And it sucks because I think when he's healthy, man, his explosivity and what, and I think he was starting to get it.
Yes.
A little bit with the being able to adjust to footballs and all that. And that's why I'm so disappointed for him.
Totally.
Because he is a special, special talent. And unlike Jesse, who thinks he's just a guy and doesn't do anything, he is a difference maker with how teams covered and defended our offense. When he was out, everything got muddled. That puts more on these young receivers. And unfortunately, they were not ready for that yet at this time.
Tausch, Prize Picks. I don't know if you took any Mavericks players yesterday.
Had a good night last night. I had a good night. Jesse sent me over a bunch of stuff.
Did you do just what he said?
I did not. No, I did not heed Jesse's advice. No, but I did have a winner. Old T with a dub. Dalla Dame led me. Dalla Dame. Big night for the Damester last night. Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. Giannis, what a guy. 20,000 points. What a. You imagine getting that back when he was a rookie? More or less 20,000 points. There have been a lot of people probably falling short on that one. Beautiful part about Prize Picks, they have season long stuff, they have all different types of games. You got the Friday Flex. You got the Tuesdays. You got it all. Prize Picks gives you a chance to win up to 1,000 times your money. Just get two correct picks, and you're in great shape. The second half of the hoop season, it's a-coming. Prize Picks is the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Don't miss your chance to cash in as the league's best continue to scrap for playoff position. Download the app. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run!
Your game.
Get some more of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Reverse cam. Hi, Hunter.
He's in a meeting right now.
I know he is, but I love this.
Important
is,
meeting.
If the new game that Tausch wants to play is half as interesting and fun and engaging, is that Alex Gravatt in like a suit?
Yeah, a big event going on campus today. Adrian Wojnarowski is in town.
Oh, I wanted to go. Yeah, so is Troy Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Troy Vincent's here. Adrian Wojnarowski's here. All at the sports business thing going on campus.
It's yeah, I wanted to deal. Go to that, but I left my house yesterday, and that I've met my quota for the week. If Tausch's new game is as good as the fun that comes from reverse cam, it will be a smashing success. We will unveil it. I can't wait to hear what the music is for it coming up next. But first, we got to get to another call. Let's go out to Fitchburg and talk to Darcy about the DK Metcalf conversation. Darcy, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. So when I first heard about the rumor, I was really excited. That was not on my radar at all. But you wonder how true it is because it was leaked, but I hope it's true. And I was kind of hoping we were going to have a Jaire Alexander trade for a draft pick. That would have made me feel a little bit better about this potentially happening if Goody had gotten a pick and then he could let go of a pick because we know he really loves to increase his draft. So I was hoping about that. I do agree with Jason. I am not out on Wix yet. There are flashes in there, and I hope if we brought in a veteran that would help Wix. You know, maybe he'd have a mentor to kind of get him over some of these struggles that he's having. And I agree with Tausch about Reed. He's phenomenal. Got to keep him on the team, but I don't think he's a one. So right now, I don't think we have a one on the team. We'll see what happens with the draft, but I would love to see DK come in and just settle down our offense a little bit and let our wide receivers have time to take that next step.
So, Darcy, first of all, you should call more often, especially if you're going to agree with both of us during the course of your calls. secondly, so, and I'm going to push our luck here because maybe you disagree with me on this. So are you interested or not interested in a Davante Adams reunion?
I would be happy if Davante came back as well. However, I just don't see it happening. I think he wants to be on the West Coast. I know he's putting out all these little, you know, crumbs that he wants to come back, but I don't know that he really does.
Hey, all right, you're having a great call. You don't need to bring up crumbs, and then we go back to the Hansel and Gretel painting that I left at the Thunder Trio that I didn't want because it was a crappy gift. But hey, it's okay. Otherwise, great call. Thanks, Darcy. We appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
So I don't know what to. I'm going to reach back out to Davante because I just. You know, again, according to a source close to him, he's open to a reunion. I would like to know, in his heart of hearts, if he were to power rank with Jesse's music playing in the background, his preferred destinations, where the Packers would rank. Because if we're being honest...
I saw something yesterday that Las Vegas, and again, this is Twitter... That Las Vegas had the odds of him going to the Packers at the top of the list.
Yeah, I saw that too. Now, I don't think that the folks in the desert that set those, I think they do that for engagement. I don't think they have inside information as opposed to when they, you know, do a great job of making the lines.
Jason, Las Vegas doesn't have any inside information.
Not when it comes to play. How often do they
just
get
so you
the
know,
play?
I rolled my eyes. For the audience that isn't on YouTube.
Thank you.
Heavy eye roll.
I understand that. But when it comes to setting the line for games, they obviously are great at it. I think if you look at these, this is to get people talking about their sports book.
I agree with that.
So I don't think they have any inside information on where Devontae's going. That said...
can you ask him? Can you ask him? Because we did the... kind of the ideas yesterday, and Jesse didn't take my advice, and that I thought you were super profound with putting not going west wasn't on the medal stand. We ranked yesterday what from a Davante standpoint, what's most important: quarterback, money, winning, and then I think you had going west wasn't even on the medal stand. And Jesse has also said that's like Matt Hamilton at the curling stuff, which I thought was a low blow.
That's mean.
But that's what Jesse does. So that is kind of where I'm at.
This.
And I'd be curious if Davante would agree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't want to betray confidences, but I'd also... This was my frustration with Goody not responding to me, is that if he doesn't want Davante Adams, I don't want to keep talking about it. Like, I don't want to be getting people's hopes up about something that he has no interest in. Right? I want to be responsible in this role. And it would have been helpful if he'd responded to me. But again, I could have just written it as, if you do not respond, I will take that as you being very, very, very interested
in Davante.
It's
kind of on you. Totally on you.
Yeah, well, I can't unring that bell. What I can do is set the stage for a brand new game that Tausch has invented. But before we can play it... He's got to tell us about Coors Lights. And I'm curious, the sheet that you carry around, it looks like the Dead Sea Scrolls at this point.
Yeah, I love this one. Look at
I mean, it is.
It's a little tattered.
Oh, my.
It's a little tattered. I love it, though. It brings me a lot of joy, just like Coors Light brings me a lot of joy. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
The new game? Yerp or Nyerp? Got to make sure you could hear the N, which we did not hear from Tausch when he brought these words to our attention. We'll play it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Did you know when you brought this up that this would become a game?
For sure.
Also, Paula's friend just opened a new coffee shop, an independent coffee shop, so she brought me a coffee cake from there. I'm going to eat it during the game because it's warm and it's really good. So
it's kind of IPT.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Time now.
Why don't you start folding some laundry while you're doing it, too?
I have stopped doing that. And it has really put a crimp in my laundry folding schedule. But I know it was distracting to you.
I'm certainly sorry.
You're welcome.
Your job has been distracted so you couldn't do laundry. Yeah, wolf down your food. Sure.
Good time now.
All right, Jesse.
Oh, the worst.
Just why don't you eat? Just chill. You know what? Go take a break.
Should I go eat your sandwiches
and your coffee. So, Jesse, all of this conversation about giving up a first-round pick and DK Metcalf got me thinking. Uh-oh. We know Goody loves first-round picks. He loves them. He loves picks. He loves draft picks. He wants to accumulate them. And obviously there are certain players that are unattainable. There's quarterbacks that are signed up to long-term deals. But when you saw Joe Tooney go for a fourth, and you've seen others go for fifth and sixth-round picks, Debo, you start wondering, who right now is available and it's realistic that this first-round pick could potentially pry them from their current teams or they're out there and ready to be traded? So, after Eleanor with the great idea of Yerp or Nerp, we're going to go Yerp or Nerp. Would you trade your first pick for this player to come to Green Bay? That is the game. Yerp or Nerp, would you trade your 23rd pick to this team for that? And I don't know. I've given you a bunch of head time to do this. If you found some music that might work and fit with the tone of this game, and then let's go.
So disappointing.
Exactly. It is a trial run. We usually do this for games we don't know might have staying power or not. So,
yeah, we don't know. Obviously, the numbers game, great theme music, horrific execution of the game by one Jesse J. Nelson. Well,
it was a long time ago.
But I'm not worried about that. I am okay with that.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, Jesse.
We have had other games that have come and gone.
Mm-hmm. Are you done eating your cake? I thought you were taking a long... you're back?
You know, Danny Zetterman, who's our coach and is a fantastic guy, he suggests that we, push the envelope, try things out.
Not eat on the radio.
He has said all of that.
I'm not...
And you've done both today, which is great. All right, so... You're not what?
Never mind, let's play the game.
Retired Navy fella. Good morning to you. All right, so my first one, again, the 23rd pick. DK Metcalf, I am not remotely interested in trading that. I ask you guys, my first guy up on the list, Myles Garrett.
Wait, you're running the game?
It's my game. Yes. I'm running the game. It's my game.
But then you answered
the first one. You think I'm going to pass it off to Jesse? No, I'm not an idiot.
You answered the first one yourself and then moved on, so you're just playing by yourself.
No, I'm setting Jesse. Here's a little something in the business that I want to help you with.
Oh, he's going to Tausch explain this to you.
Condescending
you want
already.
To set the table for why you want to play this game. I think that 23rd pick, everybody willy-nilly throwing it out Corby style to Seattle for DK Metcalf is just, I don't buy it. Who would you? Who would you give up that 23rd pick for? And I have a list of names that I want you guys to answer, and then I will answer myself.
Okay. Your game.
So what do we, so I can just ignore the list that's in the rundown?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to play. That makes you like Chuck Woolery.
It certainly doesn't seem like it. As I started, and then we just had a five-minute diatribe.
You
thank you for my patience.
The question yourself. That's like Trebek before anybody guesses, telling you what the answer is.
What question? I set the tone with DK Metcalf that we weren't. I tweeted it. We've talked about it. It sets the tone for the game. Jesse, why don't you just take over? You guys have gotten me to the point where
don't be a quitter.
I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and get blasphemized. I didn't answer any questions. I asked you guys, would you trade for your the 23rd pick for Myles Garrett? And you guys have refused to answer. So this game has been a disaster. And you guys have done that on purpose.
No.
And
it's our fault. We're saboteurs.
Let's start.
Are you helping?
Hang on.
Are either of you helping with what we're doing?
Hang on.
No, I'm asking.
I believe I'm helping, yes.
Me too. We're giving constructive
I believe you're
criticism.
Both delusional. Jason, stuff your face with cake. Myles Garrett, trading Yerp or Nerp? Jesse?
It's time to play Yerp or Nerp. Here's your host, Mark Tauscher. Hey, old T, take it away.
We'll be back in 2-2.
I didn't realize, maybe this is where I'm just off on radio. I didn't realize you had to take 35 minutes to set something up. I thought I set it up beautifully 10 minutes ago. And now we're back again, resetting the reset? Yerp or Nerp, Myles Garrett, 23rd pick. Jesse, go.
Yerp.
I feel like Bill McLaughlin in the McLaughlin group.
Game changer on the defensive line. Yes, yes, yes. Sign me up for Myles Garrett.
Not yes or no. It's Yerp or Nerp.
Yerp.
Thank you, Jason.
Yerp for Sherp.
No further.
Expand on it. Why?
No, you didn't. If you can get a talent like Myles Garrett for a 23rd pick.
This is my fault.
It is your fault.
I know. I forgot who I was dealing with. All right, Nick Bosa, San Francisco, all up against the cap. Trading players, trying to sign Brock Purdy. Nick Bosa, Yerp or Nerp? Go.
Nerp? No, thanks. I think he's a little past his prime. I don't want to pay what I think he will receive from a team that's more desperate. I think the Packers can better spend that money. I'm going to say nerp. Also, didn't he have injury concerns last year? That kind of scares me when he's getting up in age a little bit.
Okay. Thank you,
Wait,
Jesse.
So we're doing. We're just to clarify, we're doing Nick Bosa, not Joey Bosa, because Joey Bosa is the one that's actually available.
Joey Bosa is I guarantee Nick Bosa. Go make an offer to him and see what's happening. San Fran is looking to cut cap.
Cut.
Big time.
Well, John McLaughlin, not Bill McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group. I am Nerp on Nick Bosa.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm with you.
I don't want to give up the 23rd overall pick.
This is so my fault, Jerry Odd. I should have ran this by the analytics firm, and I should have realized that there was a saboteur. This was not going to go well. So I apologize. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to keep going, but I couldn't be more disappointed. T.J. Watt, last year of his deal in Pittsburgh.
Jerry
Throw
Odd.
The 23rd pick.
Nerp
Throw
on
the
this
23rd
game.
Pick at Pittsburgh. Yerp or Nerp? Jesse, go.
Are we saying the 23rd pick is all it would take to get TJ Watt?
Yes.
Then you're sign me up. Give me TJ.
Bring him home.
TJ Watt's a perennial contender to be a defensive player of the year. There's no saying you're going to get any better with a first round pick than that. So you're sign
so
me up.
So is Nick Bosa.
Nah, he's past
so
his prime.
So is Nick Bosa.
Past his prime.
He's younger than TJ Watt.
Past his prime.
All right, last one on my list. T. Higgins, yerp or nerp. Give up the 23rd pick for T. Higgins.
It's the toughest one. Nerp. I'm going to say no. I don't know if T. Higgins can be a number one. And if there's any hesitation on it, I'm going to say no. Like, he's good, but Ja'Marr Chase, like, how good was he because Ja'Marr Chase got so much attention in Cincinnati is my concern there. I've seen this movie before with other receivers who have gone on to try and take over number one spots elsewhere, and it doesn't really work. So I'm going to say, nerp, not worth a number one pick for T. Higgins.
I think he's worth, yerp, the 23rd pick, but I go back to our discussion about the dynamic of the Packers wide receiver group. Could you at least offer your critique on the private talk and text line after the game is over, not while I'm in the middle of my answer?
The game's been over for a minute. Well, thank you guys for playing. We will not play Yerp or Nerp ever again. Jesse, take it from here.
I think this is actually a really fun game that if you used different music and Jesse played the host and you were the one of the contestants, I think this game had a lot of potential. Why you decided to appoint yourself Chuck Woolery, you can't.
I told Jesse it's my game.
Right, but
it's my game.
Because it could be your idea. Like Merv Griffin came up with Jeopardy, and he came up with Wheel of Fortune. He didn't then decide to host the shows. He brought in Trebek. He brought in Sajak. He was the guy behind the guy. He had the brilliant idea.
We don't have a Sajak. We don't have a Sajak. We don't have a Trebek. We don't even have a Seacrest. So let's just scrap those ideas, okay?
I think this was a really good idea, and when you chose to be the host.
I apologize. Guys, on me. My own accountability, I am killing Yerp or Nerp. The game is dead.
No,
that's
I'm
accountability,
not
Jason.
Not you to kill Yerp
hold
or
up.
Nerp.
Hold up.
No.
Hold up. We talk about accountability on this show. We talk about coaches and everything else. And words matter, right? Words matter, but it's about actions. I just killed Nerp or Yerp. It is dead. If you want to reincarnate it in a different form, great. But Yerp or Nerp.
This is Eleanor's terminology.
Yeah, you guys sabotaged it.
No, we did.
Saboteurs.
Take accountability for the fact that you
did.
appointing yourself the host, like Jair appointing himself captain, was self-sabotage.
There's no. I told Jesse I was going to do this game. I did it, and you guys sabotaged
Jesse,
it.
Jesse, did he tell you he was going to be the host?
There was some communication during a commercial break. I wouldn't say it was particularly clear that I understood Tausch would be hosting the game.
Guys, it's on me. I forgot who I was dealing with. I am taking full and unadulterated responsibility for my actions in trusting that we could understand and execute this. It is on me. I'm firing myself, and I am killing the game. Next.
Tomorrow on Wildy and Tausch, we will play a reimagined version. Fine. You could sit there mute and eat a coffee cake from Paula's Friends Coffee Shop.
You could say yes or no or have something else, but Yerp or Nerp is dead. I trademarked it. It's dead.
No.
You can't use it.
No.
I'm Bruce buffering this. I have trademarked it. You can't use it.
It's not even yours. It's Eleanor's.
Yeah, but via proxy, I trademarked it.
2-week ban.
Tough luck. Yeah, it's tough.
We'll get to some of your tests.
Saboteurs.
And the poll that I put in the field.
Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. Saboteurs.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
I didn't realize we were doing a show of Big Brother on this. Sabotage and stuff. What a world. What
Jesse, a world. If you don't come back with Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, that is a missed opportunity.
Nope.
We're on the Badgers.
Who would have thought after two seasons?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That Greg Gard would have less of a hot seat than Luke Fickell.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Start talking because otherwise our video will be partially muted for playing too much of Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, as often happens on Facebook, I've noticed. The poll is in the field and it already has 325 votes. It would appear that paying for that check mark has increased the engagement on the poll questions again. Today's Wildy and Tausch poll question, and in retrospect, I wish I had made the choices Yerp or Nerp, but I didn't, because I posted it before we played that game, which we will play again it's tomorrow with now. Or without Tausch.
And it's banned.
Nope, we're not letting you do it. This is a democracy, okay? If we vote to try it again tomorrow, we're doing it.
No.
No, you're not the king.
So no, it does.
What if the Wright brothers gave up on a plane after one try where it didn't work?
It's true. Yeah, you tell them, Jesse.
No flight.
The poll question is this. Although Packers second-year wide receivers Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed didn't make the big jump many of us, myself included, expected from... Oh, I got to fix that wording, but I get to edit these types of polls, which is great. Do you still believe they have number one wide receiver potential? Tausch, where do you think the balloting is?
I think no. It's kind of taken over. Maybe like 60-40, something like that.
49.9% yes. 50.1% no.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Isn't that great?
No, it's good.
I put a poll in the field. Good. It's split down the middle. Good. So I am curious where people land on this, and I'm very curious to see where this poll goes from here, because that doesn't happen very often.
I agree.
People are split. So we will see how that plays out. We will also play some Wildy and Tausch trivia during the 11 o'clock hour. Jesse has curated a bunch of your texts on the Carbless Talk and Text Line on this DK Metcalf discussion. We'll get to those when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour, which we will do, in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.